Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm here with you. I'm Michael Horn, but the star of our program is a guy we call Sultan. He's the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter and Land's End and every other place, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Welcome to our show, and thank you very much, Michael Horn. It's good to see you. We're here in another week, and I hope the fans out there are in that holiday spirit, you know.
Thanksgiving week, this is big. You know, lots of football games going all weekend long, and we're getting into the nitty-gritty of what's happening in football. Am I right, Fred?
Well, football, there's sports of all kinds still going on. I still have one question.
What's that?
And I look at it here in my note. What's the consequence, do you think, for the Houston Astros in 2017, this 2017 season in which they won the World Series, it's pretty clear that these guys are caught red-handed stealing signs. And if that's the case, what is the consequences? What's that? Yeah, what's going to happen to them? You know, it says here, according to the report, the Astros used an infield camera to relay catcher signs to a TV near the dugout. I didn't know that. Players and coaches would then reportedly bang a trash can to tip off the batters of upcoming pitches.
Well, you knew that. They had the camera out there in center field, and we're going to put it up on our website at the Sports Lounge, and you can actually see how close the camera was tied in on the catcher there, putting the signs down, laying them out to the pitcher. They'd figure out the signs. It would be relayed on a monitor to the guy that was sitting in the runway on the side of the dugout there, and he'd bang on a trash can. Well, so what are your thoughts on that? We want you to go ahead and email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. You can follow Fred on Twitter, fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And then the main one here, we'll read emails here on the show, but we want to know your thoughts on that. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Blink's Black Friday to Cyber Monday event is on. Blink before you buy and protect those holiday deliveries sitting on your porch. Before you order anything, get the Blink XT2 security camera to keep an eye on holiday deliveries. During Blink's Black Friday to Cyber Monday event, you'll save a ton and get a free Amazon Echo Dot with any Blink system while supplies last. Blink XT2 cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and run on two AA batteries for up to 2 years. They're motion-activated, so as the delivery guy approaches your door, you get an alert and a video clip on your Blink smartphone app. And the two-way talk feature lets you talk to them. Blink's Black Friday to Cyber Monday event is on. Save up to 28% on Blink cameras and systems from November 28th through December 2nd. And get a free Amazon Echo Dot with any Blink system while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/sale. That's blinkprotect.com/sale. Again, blinkprotect.com/sale.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more. ending multiple trips to the bathroom, and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears. And for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Message and data rates may apply. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Take advantage of our best Black Friday sale ever and save up to $400 when you buy a mattress and premium sleep bundle by texting SMART to 84888. Sleep great through the holidays and get up to $400 off by texting SMART to 84888. That's SMART to 84888.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Thanks for joining us. So, kicking things off, and hi to Beverly and Gail and everybody that's tuned in here on Facebook Live, checking it out. We're on Roku. We're on Tiki Live. We're at CRNTalk.com. We're also on the CRN Radio Network, the Sports Byline Radio Network, and also carried for you on the Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick's channel. Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk a little bit in baseball. Then we're going to get into a lot of football here because we're in week 13 of the football season. But the deal is, the Houston Astros cheated in the 2017, some say into the 2018 season. They had a camera in center field that was just zoomed in on the catcher. You could see right between his legs as he laid out the signs for the pitcher. And the catcher would lay out these signs, fastball, curveball, slider, whatever he's going to be doing. And if they could determine what the signs were, this camera would relay it, the information, to the runway on the side of the dugout there that goes into the locker room for the Houston Astros. And there was a guy sitting there at a table with a monitor. He could see the signs. You can see him. If you go to Twitter, they've put him up there. We'll have it at our website at thesportslounge.com. You can take a look at him. And you can even have narration on it where you can see the sign comes through. And when they figured it out, all of a sudden you could hear tapping, smashing on a trash can, and the batter would know whether it was a curveball or a fastball. And the pitcher out in the mound with the White Sox, he was able to figure it out, and he finally called the catch. He says, look, something's going on. They're stealing our signs, and he was able to figure it out. This went on all year.
You know what I would do?
What would you do?
If I were a reporter, and I am, if I were a reporter, I would find out the individual banging on that drum, and I would hound him into an interview and a sports interview. That's the guy I want to talk to. I want to find out how they went to him, how they approached him, why did they think they could set him up, and did he take money for it? Give me the whole deal. That's that position right there will
obviously
be a lot of fun.
Team knew about it. The team's doing an investigation into it as if they don't know.
They're buying time.
Does the manager know about it? Does A.J. Hinch know about it? Here's the deal. This Mike Fiers, who got traded from Houston, and he's now on Oakland.
Fiers.
He comes clean. Is it Fiers? Is that what it is?
Fiers.
Mike
yeah.
Fiers,
yeah.
F-I-E-R-S, I believe, Mike Fiers. He was on Houston. He goes over to to Oakland. And so he says, hey, they were cheating all year long with these signs. And here's what he said. He said, it's not fair because guys were losing their careers over this. Look at old Hugh Darvish on the Dodgers. And he comes out there, and everybody said in an inning and a third, he was smacked all over the place because they were picking off his signs. And the batters knew it's a curveball, lay on it. It's a fastball, get ready to go. And they knew exactly what pitch to hit. And these guys ready to blow their brains out on the opposing teams because they're getting hit like they own them because the batter knows what's coming up.
So you're saying that this goes back to the Dodger series.
Yeah, the whole season prior to that World Series and in the World Series.
So that season plus the playoffs.
Plus the World Series.
Plus the World Series and especially the World Series.
Yeah.
That this was going on. If it's that intricate and that involved, there's going to be a lot of people out of baseball.
Listen, the Astros have been cheaters from the get-go. Prior to this, a few years back, they got nailed because somebody broke into, went into the computers of the St. Louis Cardinals, and they went in and got all the information off the website, and it was a hacker on the Astros that was able to go in and get that information.
That might be the guy right now, in our case, banging on the drum.
It could be. And there are peanut shells out there. The guy's sitting there in his chair for the whole nine innings. Alex Cora was the bench coach. Did he know about it? Did he then go on to Boston? Was there some sort of shenanigans there possibly? You don't know. All these guys knew about it on the team. And this A.J. Hinch, who we thought was a great manager, not so great if he knew about all this. He got to know about
Dave Roberts' best friend.
You got to know about this. Come on. If there's a trash can being banged.
He's cheating his best friend.
Yeah. I think that they should take away the title. I don't know if you award it to somebody else or the other team that was there. Maybe you do. But I don't think the team would probably want it. They want to win it outright, but they don't want to lose it by having somebody cheat.
Well, don't you think that they put an asterisk by the championship thing? A big asterisk saying...
I think they put no champion this year, and they put Dodgers in.
No, they got to have a champion. You can't punish the league.
Well, then you give it to the Dodgers.
Baseball.
You give it to the Dodgers.
I don't know. I think you can't.
But then,
I wouldn't. If I was playing for the Dodgers, I wouldn't want to get it that way.
No, and it's likewise. What do you do then when you have, in the league playoff, maybe they play the Yankees or somebody who was in, maybe they should have been the champions playing the Dodgers.
It's too late now. It is too late. So they're going to have to.
It's never too late.
It is. It's 2 years ago.
If I'm commissioner of baseball, I take the World Series championship away from the Houston Astros.
Let's go back to the Black Sox in 1919. And
they took that away.
And redo that.
Yeah.
Did anybody go to jail?
They got thrown blackballed out of baseball. Come on.
Well.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Maybe they got to throw some people out of here.
Yeah. They say Pete Rose, they threw him out from not getting into the Hall of Fame because he bet on baseball. Okay, so he bet on it. It still doesn't
make
the game.
This is a form of cheating.
Yeah, this is actually cheating. Betting on is not necessarily cheating in my book. You're betting on your team to win, which he did.
Yeah.
So what's the deal there? You're betting on them to win, you want to win. If you're betting on them to lose, then you got a problem.
Yeah, it doesn't save Pete from getting reinstated, but it certainly does use his situation as something to measure this by. And I think that somewhere down the road, here's the one thing. There has to be somebody in baseball asking for an adjudication of this.
Joe Torre.
You've got to be saying, I'm on this. I want to know what it is. Here, this is exactly the failure of press, of the mainstream media, but certainly it's the failure of a sports press, sports media, saying, here's an incredible story. I'm going to put one of my reporters on this thing, and I'm going to beat Major League Baseball to a pulp until I get the right answers.
That's it.
And I don't know if that exists. I don't know if somebody is investigating it or not. But the narrative should be out in the open for all sports fans and everybody to know, there's an injustice being done here, and we're going to take care of it. This has been 2 years now. How long have they known this, do you think?
It's just recently it came out that Fires, is that his name? From Mike Fires from Oakland came out and spoke.
So is he the whistleblower?
He's a whistleblower.
He's a snitch.
Yeah, but there's others that have said the same thing now that backed him up on it, and it's like that's a sad state of affairs. Because here's the deal: there's some fans that are wanting to sue now the Astros because if you come to the game and you're not an Astros fan and you're rooting for the other team, they cheated on you. You didn't get your fair share of money's worth watching a baseball game because they were cheating and your team didn't have the chance to win. If you know what's coming, I might as well just say fastball and then throw it and see if the guy can hit it. It'd be right out of the park. It's like throwing batting practice, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's like pitching against Yu Darvish. You know what's coming.
Well, they did because they had the sign. Exactly.
And here's the other thing. You know, I find it, you know, once that was going around.
Right.
If you're the Dodgers, don't you kind of like raise your hand during all of that?
If you knew about it. I mean, you listen to it, it could be a subtle sound effect, but if you really heard about it and you were aware of it, you could definitely tell something was going down when it happened. We'll be back.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Back in the sports lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. A lot of big games this week, as far as the NFL goes, and the biggest one, the San Francisco 49ers playing in Baltimore against the Ravens, and that's going to be quite an interesting game, and it all gets down to Lamar Jackson. Everybody's raving about the Ravens and talking about how good they are. This guy's able to scramble, move around, throw, run, all that kind of stuff. And it was quite apparent, Fred Dreyer, in last week's game with the Ravens playing the Los Angeles Rams.
Well, you know, folks, this was a Monday night football game. And so everybody saw it, unfortunately, for the Rams. And the real issue that I want to talk about today is that actually winds up being a conversation about what's wrong with the Rams and the Rams organization, because that's all there to be discussed at some point in time. I don't know, we'll get into all of that today, but I want to talk about the Monday night game, the problem the Rams had in their game plan, what failed, and how that leads up to this coming week's game with the 49ers at the Ravens. Now, the 49ers have a much better front, a much better overall defense, a better record. They're playing better than most of the teams in the league right now. But the one thing that I watched very carefully, I usually watch my position when I first start out watching a football game. I say, okay, who's playing right end? Who's playing tackle, linebacker? What's the front? How many linemen are they going to put on the line of scrimmage? Is it going to be a three-man line with four linebackers? And, what's it going to be? And so when this game was announced, I said, this is going to be very interesting to see what a mediocre Ram defense, and that's what they are now, a mediocre Ram defense is going to come up with in order to control the defensive line of scrimmage. And in order to do that, you have to have a complete game plan that involves seven people up front. I say seven of the 11 because the truth of the matter is, and you'll see in any game, the two cornerbacks and the safeties didn't play that much of a role in how bad the Rams were Monday night. So what you have is the philosophy of the Ravens was this. We think we can beat their defensive line, the 34 front, three linemen, four linebackers, with our offensive line and our tight end, and just run the ball at them with our big backs, and run the pass option off of the motion from the quarterback, Jackson, as he rides the belly series into the line of scrimmage, and he can either give the ball to the back or he can pull the ball out and continue to run around the end, which is his big upside is the fact is he's such a good athlete and he's so fast getting to the edge. What do you have to do defensively in order to protect yourself? You know, winning the game against a guy like that is certainly an everyday battle. But the real issue here is the failure of the Rams to even show what kind of a game plan they had against these guys.
Exactly.
So, where did it all go wrong? And for the Rams, and right for the Ravens, the Rams came out first and foremost knowing that if you keep him in the pocket, and just let him throw. He's like another quarterback. He's a good athlete. He got a good arm, and he can get the ball down the field. But at least you got a shot of him being in one spot.
Containing
where
him.
Where
yeah.
you can rush him, blitz yeah. him, do whatever it is you want to do. Well, the Rams ran a 34 front the entire game. They rushed with three linemen, and they sent linebackers periodically inside and outside to either side, but the problem was when you face someone like a Fran Tarkenton in my era, you know, Archie Manning, when you face somebody like a Jim Zorn up there in Seattle. You have to rush. The defensive linemen have to push the offensive tackles in. They have to get square up on them, not pick a side, not run up the field, try to get a sack, but you have to pinch the two defensive ends inland and create a pocket for this guy to throw from. And more importantly than that is your two defensive tackles. And you have to run a 4-3 front. You can't run a 34 front because they'll double team the nose man, and it'll create an open lane for the quarterback to run in.
There you go.
What you do not want to do
with a guy like Lamar, right?
You don't want to take a good athlete and give him a choice
yeah.
to pass or run or to beat you in any way, and never. Once you failed to make the correction at halftime, and they didn't go to a four-man line. They didn't even come out. I asked myself, what the hell was this defensive coordinator and these coaches looking at, and what was McVay, the head coach, looking at to sign off on this game plan against Jackson?
Yeah,
and it was. I know we're going to commercial here, but it when we come back, I'll explain.
Well, here's the thing: he finished with 5 TDs on 15 yeah. to 20 passing. He had just 169 yards in the air, but he also had, going along with what you're saying, 8 carries for 95 yards because the lanes opened up for him.
Well, this is the problem the Rams have. This is the problem that you're going to see, I think, resolved this coming week when the 49ers go to the Ravens.
There you go. We're going to see. That'll be a good game to watch. We'll be talking more about that, too. This is the Sports Lounge, the one and only Sports Lounge. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Attention sports fans, now you can watch every football game you want all season long without leaving your home with Dish for about $50 a month. Compared to your cable bill, you can save almost $600 a year. Call right now and sign up for Dish and watch every football game you want. With Dish, there are no boxes to pay, plus get free installation as soon as tomorrow if you call now. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch your favorite sports and channels on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Be one of the first 100 orders right now and get a free voice remote. Don't miss a single football game all year long and save a ton of money. Get a free voice remote and free installation as soon as tomorrow. But you gotta call All American Dish right now.
800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. That's 800-380-4452.
Back in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Hey, one game we forgot to talk about coming up this weekend here, and that's the Cleveland Browns-Pittsburgh Steelers being played in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Cleveland is favored, and they are they're visiting, but this is a follow-up to that big old helmet-smashing incident there, Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, David DeCastro, Steelers guard,
yeah.
has been fined $14,000.
For doing nothing. He said he was trying to be a peacemaker,
yep.
and he got fined.
That's what happens when you try to be a nice guy in pro football, and you're walking towards the skirmish, the the pile of humanity trying to help, whatever. I don't know what you're going to do over there. I mean, you're just going to get in the way, actually. But you want to be able to be seen on the football footage as being out there and being supportive of your teammates. So that's always a consideration, certainly in things like that. But he wound up being fined $14,000 for his best intentions.
Yeah, so be wary of that one. He said he's a little upset about it.
Yeah, and, well, $14,000. You know, $14,000. You know, you know something? You would, in the day I played, that's a paycheck.
I know. $14,000 is a drop in the bucket now with the salaries they make, but that's a lot of cash there. Let me tell you, a little bit going on there for you. We got, let me get to some emails here for you. And we got Baker says, happy hump day, Mr. D. I was enjoying viewing your Facebook page when I saw your post about the interview with the one and only Tom the Mongoose McCune. I'm an NHRA fan from the days of old. I had the honor of meeting Mongoose, Big Daddy, Don Garlitz, Shirley Muldowney, etc. I was a volunteer crew member for the Nitro Funny Car team, Utter Nonsense Racing. Brendan and Vicky Fanning were the owner's drivers. I was in drag racing heaven in 93 and 94. So there you go. It's interesting stuff. People loving this. And that was Tom the Mongoose McCune. What a great guy.
Tom was a beauty. He was a big part of my life, and he was sorely missed.
Yeah, he's really something else. If you want to email us, please, by all means, send your emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Don't forget, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and then Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. This show is here every week for you at this time on SiriusXM Channel 211. We're on the CRN Radio Network. We're on the Sports Byline Radio Network. You can check us out at crntalk.com. Everything there, but check Fred out, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. It's good stuff.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Napa Know-How. Now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Buy a two-pack of Night Vision Brilliant headlamps and get a pair of Proformer wiper blades free. Because when you put safety first, your equipment shouldn't be second rate. So upgrade to Napa Night Vision Brilliant headlamps and get a pair of Proformer wiper blades free. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Some restrictions apply. While supplies last, offer ends 12/31/19.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash today? Have bad credit or maxed out cards? GotLoans.com can help. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. You can get up to $5,000 with no paperwork. Get your cash as soon as tomorrow. Just have a checking account and a regular income source. For the personal loan you need now, whatever your credit, it's GotLoans.com. On your smartphone or computer, GotLoans.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
This is Wesley's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
When I'm just getting off work, there's only so many hours left in the day, so I definitely don't want to spend all my time waiting in line for car parts. With O'Reilly, I can buy the parts I need online and pick them up on my way home. It's so quick and easy, I don't have to worry about losing daylight to get my car up and running.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Mike Gary, who does this show with us from time to time, too, our ops director extraordinary, says that Manfred for Major League Baseball, he's not only checking into 17, but also 18 and 19, because these Astros have been cheating for quite some time, and that's a situation that
that's really bad.
Maybe our next guest, we got the great Adam Burns is with us here. He's turned out to be a regular on our show, sportsbook manager for betonline.ag, with yours truly, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey Adam,
tell us, what do you think here, this whole cheating scandal with the Astros? This is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's always scandals in all these sports and, you know, always people, you know, blaming people for other things, stealing signs, doing this, you know, look back. Well,
this is pretty clear what's going on.
Yeah.
But, you know what? It's like what I always say is, I mean, like, you know, if you can get a competitive advantage, who cares? Just let them do it.
Well, I would hate to be betting on one team and know that the other team
is cheating. Yeah,
been cheated out of my bet.
This is tough. If they had the cameras going there and everything. Yeah.
Hey, look, Lance Armstrong won how many? Tour
seven. Didn't he run seven or nine of them? So it doesn't bother you then in your business?
No, not really. I mean, if people know that they're cheating, I mean, and they want to bet on it, I mean, at the same time, it's pretty hard to
find
out.
Well, that's the idea. Nobody does know. Nobody does know.
Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody knew.
They only know after the fact. So, in our business, we don't really look into that too much. I mean, the only sport that I would say that it really comes out in more than others is tennis, when guys are fixing matches and stuff like that. But, you know, with the major sports, I mean, we're not too concerned with that. We don't really look into that. We just look at the matchups and put up odds based on that.
Let's look at some matchups here. We got coming up this weekend here, some big games going up. The big one that I'm interested in, Fred wants to talk to you about this one, the 49ers and the Ravens. Are they for real, man? These guys are incredible. This Lamar guy is pretty good.
I think both these teams are kind of in the spot where they're really playing very well and they keep, you know, making, you know, people are doubting them and they keep proving them wrong. So it's an interesting game. Right now the Ravens are -6. It opened at -4. So there's quite a bit of money coming in on the Ravens in this spot.
Yeah. After Monday night, I would think there would be a lot of money coming in on them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's going to be a heavily bet game. And, you know, I kind of like the 49ers in this spot. I mean, after watching them last week against Green Bay and stuff like that, you know, Jackson is, listen, he's playing phenomenally. And, you know, he's my, I don't know if I mentioned, he's like my quarterback on all my fantasy teams. So,
wow.
I would think so.
Well,
sure. Yeah, right. And rightly so.
That's good. Good stuff for you. So you're kind of liking the 49ers in this game.
I do, and I'll probably bet the 49ers personally as well. And the book, we're going to need them pretty big. About, you know, 67-68% of the money right now is coming in on Baltimore. So we're going to be cheering. We're going to be Niners fans.
Oh, well, this is going to be interesting because San Francisco, I think so far, according to what the Rams didn't do on Monday night, the 49ers, I think, will do, and that is they will control the line of scrimmage.
So you're going to be watching the line of scrimmage and see
The difference in playing a guy like that and playing someone like Jared Goff, who's a passer, is cutting off his exit lanes, and the Rams were pathetic at doing that. And San Francisco has much better front than the Rams do, and I think what you're going to see is a tighter game, not so much one-sided either way, but you're going to see a tighter game from Baltimore because these guys are going to rush him, and these guys aren't kidding. They're going to take away his escape lanes up the middle and out on the edges.
Adam, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think that San Fran is, you know, at the beginning of the season when they were winning and winning and winning, I was like, you know, I want to see them start playing some good teams, and they keep, you know, proving everyone wrong. And I think that you're right in the sense that if they can get Jackson to just throw the ball, you know, it's going to be an interesting game. I mean, I was watching the last game, and you know, he was just getting some easy free runs and opening up things and getting, you know, guys, you know, as soon as he starts running, things open up down the field. And it almost looked like a joke of a game, to be honest.
Well, it was. I mean, it was terribly incompetent from a defensive standpoint for the Rams.
Well, Adam, if they want to get in touch with you, where do they go to get a hold of you here? If they want to talk to you at, is it betonline.ag? Is that the site we go to?
Yeah, betonline.ag. If you want to ever contact me directly, at betonlineburns on Twitter. And, you know, we're always there to help you out, get signed up. And we have a lot of promos coming up.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money. And guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, here every week at this time. Hope you're having yourself a great Thanksgiving weekend get-together with all the good things you're doing with family and all that good stuff. We wish you all the best here from the Sports Lounge. You wanted to wrap up a little bit more. You were talking about the Rams' Monday night poor performance against the Ravens and this coming Sunday's 49ers Ravens game being played in Baltimore, Fred Dreyer.
Well, listen, while everybody is enjoying their weekends and are in that holiday spirit, you know, football is the backdrop of all of this stuff. That's what's great about America and its holiday system. We're celebrating this wonderful sport. You're going to watch, hopefully, you're going to watch the Ravens, 49ers, and you're going to talk about, you Ram fans out there, probably talk about, you know, the game last week and with the Ravens and Rams. But the fact remains is what was disappointing about the Rams' performance is the alignment, the people, the defense that they broke the huddle with.
The coaching staff,
The defense never reflected the coaches making an adjustment.
There you go.
Not only making an adjustment as the game got out of hand, but they never came up with the right fronts, the right defense that told me that the big concern, the big consideration here was to pinch in the offensive lineman and force him to throw the ball out of a pocket, put a lot of pressure on them, and they never did that, and that's very surprising. And
that'll be different with the 49ers and that's the Ravens game.
Well, see, what you want to do is you want to push the tackles and the linemen in around him so you can tee off and prevent him from coming out either left or right. And once he does that, he puts so much pressure on the middle part of the field from the offensive line about 20 yards down the field. You've got your defenders covering his receivers. And once he makes a break out of the huddle and he's on the move, all of your guys have to drop their coverage and close on him to get him. Otherwise, he's going to run for 30, 40 yards every time. And that's what happened. That's what he did with the Rams.
Be looking for that this week. Also be looking at the Rams. They're playing Arizona, and we'll see what happens in that game. Will the Rams recover? Can they, you know? That's going to be a good game, too,
yeah. Because they have that quarterback, you know, from Alabama?
I think it was Alabama. Yeah. Patriots, Houston, that's going to be a good evening game for you as well on Sunday. Got some more fan mail here for you. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Arizona Baker is writing to you saying, enjoying your website so much. So happy to watch Hunter on Hulu. Thank you. Have a great week.
Thank you so much, and all the best to you and yours.
Sherry is written. She says, what do you think about the Colin Kaepernick ordeal? I heard that one of the guys that was catching the footballs, he's getting a look, but not Colin Kaepernick. Anyway, Sherry says, I'm not against someone protesting, but I think he went about it in the wrong way and in the end hurt a lot of people's feelings, caused further division. Then again, perhaps that's what he wanted.
Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's unfortunate, and he just proved that he's not leadership quality by doing so.
Now, Colin says, hands down, Mike Trout is the best player in all of baseball right now. What do you think of him getting the AL MVP award?
Well, I think he should have gotten the award this year, and you're right. I think until somebody shows up, maybe it's Bellinger from the Dodgers. I don't know, but he sure is a heck of a player.
Now, we got a photo that Pamela sent to you. And for those of you that are on Roku and on Tiki Live and Facebook Live and all of our other video channels here, there's a great photo of Fred Dreyer, our host here on the show, with a legendary actress, Jane Russell.
There she is.
When she starred on the episode of Hunter in 1986. And by the way, as they say that you and Miss Russell, by the way, she was married to former Rams quarterback Bob Waterfield, so she likes football. Did you guys talk about football at all?
Yeah, we sure did. That's me on the right there.
I've got you right here. I got a close up there on mine. They want to see you. I'll hold the picture.
No, they want to see Jane. She was great.
We had
a lot of fun. We laughed it up. I told her about my time at the Coliseum and my memories of Bob Waterfield and Bob Kelly, the play-by-play guy, and we had a good time. She was great. She was just fantastic. We were very lucky to have her be a guest on our show.
Yeah, really good. Dwayne says, Fred, we need you as an end rusher this week. You would have really been at wit's end against that against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Well, I believe me, you know, our defenses, we did great jobs of containing guys like that. Sure, they're great. They get away every once in a while, but they're not going to do enough damage to really hurt you.
Yeah. It's you got to get it all. It's all together on this thing. It's going to be good to watch. This could be a preview, possibly, of a Super Bowl with
yes,
this 49er Baltimore Ravens.
Very well be.
I'm kind of I like the Patriots, but what the heck. Never can tell. The Ravens really been taken off here this year. It's going to be so.
And you know who the quarterback was when those two teams met?
Who?
Colin Kaepernick.
There you go. That's true. You're right about that.
Yeah.
What do you think? The big game I'm looking at this week is the Jets against the Bengals.
Oh, that's a barn burner.
Just kidding, you guys out there. But the Jets have been looking pretty good. I look for them to maybe do something here. I wish.
As soon as the Bengals change their uniforms.
Is that what's wrong?
They've been jinxed for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
As soon as they change their uniforms, they'll start winning.
They heard it from Fred Dreyer. That's it. Don't forget to email us. Fred Dreyer will read your emails whenever we get them. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Thanks for always joining us here in the Sports Lounge. We love having you here with us, and want to remind you we're here every week at this time on radio all across the country, on your cell phone. You can dial #250 and say CRN Talk and get our app loaded to your phone so you can listen to Fred anywhere you go. Stay with us.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for the business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Final segment here on this week's Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So we're talking a lot of football this week. Here's the deal, Fred. You're talking a lot about the Rams, that embarrassing Monday night game this last week. The Rams signed Jared Goff to a long-term contract following last year. Are they going to regret this signing of him now? Because now they got him, at least for the next 3 years.
Well, he's signed a five-year contract when he was drafted. He's in his fourth year. This is the fourth year of that contract.
Right.
Okay. They decided, well, we're coming off of a Super Bowl. He can only get better. We really like what he's done, how he's progressed. So we want to get him wrapped up. We want to throw a bunch of money at him so we have that all kind of taken care of. And they did. And he had a huge regression. Now, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Why did he regress after 4 years?
That's what we want to know.
So we want to know, and we want to know right now.
They can't cut him off before 2023. They're with him here right now.
Well, they're stuck with him.
Yeah.
You know, this is what happens, you know, when...
they did the same thing to Gurley, right?
Well,
they
when gave you Gurley assume, well, the other thing else is, you think for a minute, you know, that these guys get in under the wire, get their money before their injuries became apparent?
Right.
I don't know. But nobody in this sports complex here in L.A. has demanded to know what the hell is wrong with Todd Gurley.
Yeah, we want to demand and find out what is the wrong, what is the problem. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll be talking about that as well, too, for you. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. And don't forget to download our cell phone app, dial #250 on your smartphone. And when the call is answered, say CRN Talk. You get our app loaded on the phone. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Well, it's always great to be with you. We're coming closing in on another year. And God bless and have a great weekend.
Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7. A special news and update station you control. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.